Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Hello, it's Mike here. Sorry, came in hard and heavy on that one. It's Noise of Carpet. It's Wednesday afternoon. It's my last show for the summer. It's 2024. Thank you for listening all year this year. I'm going to start off today with a few bands that have evolved, kind of like the show has. We're 8 months in. We're about 35 shows into the Noise of Carpet's history up at CJSF. Atop Burnaby Mountain, and let's kind of celebrate that. We're teenagers here. We're learning and evolving at the show at the Noise of Carpet head office, just as the first three bands of today's show have. We'll start with Nick Cave, the song from an album called Dig Lazarus Dig, from 2008, about 30 years into his career at this point. A lot of records, a lot of good stuff coming out of the 90s with Nick and the Bad Seeds and other folks as well. Moving on for him, and for sure this is still almost 20 years ago. And then we'll move on to an artist called Tricky and Marina Topley Bird, who's the vocalist with him, and from an album called Blowback, which was from 2001. So he's 10 years at least into his career, starting with Massive Attack in Bristol. And then we'll roll into a band called the Tindersticks, named after German matches. And they were chamber pop and indie rock, I guess, alternative chamber pop, I suppose, and they evolve as well. And this is probably their 10th or 12th album that we're going to select a song from, called The Waiting Room, from 2016. So why don't we start with Nick Cave today? And you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Greater Metro Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you and good day. And I think it's going to be a good hour, so stick around.
Out of the meat locker, city was gone. The sky's full of lights. The snow provides a silent cover. In moonlight, under the stars, under the snow. And I followed this car, and I followed that car, through the sand, through the snow. I turn on the radio, I listen to the DJ, and it must feel nice. It must feel nice to know that somebody needs you. Provides a silent cover, and I'm not your favorite lover. I turn on the radio, and it must feel nice.
It must feel nice.
Oh, very, very nice. No. Needs you. Hey, and the chilly wind blows.
Take money clone. My foot waiting, someone will come around. Yo, let's take them downtown. Let's take a
yo! Me and me gunning and me hard and me guard if a boy wants to. Me send the car for the scene and come back without a tip. Me fi fry, me pop off and ease off. To them want this marathon crew. Gunning and me hard and me guard if a boy wants to. Me send the car for the scene and come back without a tip. Me fi fry, me pop off and ease off. To them want this marathon crew.
When love is lost, all I hear are gunshots over me. When blood is drawn, soaks and flows all over me. Over me. Over me.
When you think I want not to worry the Anya, ready to kill them, gonna cross the border. Shut a little right, make a left to center. Like an assassin, shot them over and over. Make sure they're dead and them body in a corner. Blood a run down like some stagnant water.
When love lives, it gives and gives all over me. When love's strong, it goes on and on all over me. Over me.
Ever since them get my gun warm, I'm never calm, so them wish I wasn't born. Another punk dies, so me ring the alarm. Now it's ever CPR and it's already gone.
When love is lost, all I hear are gunshots over me. When blood is drawn, soaks and flows all over me.
We'll be right back.
Marco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, Le Chablais.
Indeed, before Mac there, a band called Tindersticks that started in 1992 in Nottingham, England, sort of in the middle there. That's their 11th album, and that sounds as good as any of their early stuff, absolutely. Before that was Tricky from Blowback. 2001, his sixth album. He's one of the key figures of a term he probably dislikes, trip hop, from the Bristol scene in the 90s in the UK. And to start the show off today, it was Nick Cave from an album called Dig Lazarus Dig, 2008, 30 years into a career at this point. Got through heroin addiction, alcohol problems in the 90s, and insufferable brattiness is now all behind him, evolving continually. Nick, I don't know if you've caught his Red Hand files by email recently, sort of a Agniant thing online. You can subscribe to an email and send in a question, and he may answer it. And got some good... good, wise advice coming from Uncle Nick these days. Okay, it's the Noise of Carpet, CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca, broadcasting around the world to you, wherever you are. Thank you for listening. As I say, the next band is from New York. They are called Love Child, and they're from the early 90s. and they combined punk with New York no wave, these sort of flavors, and the AllMusic critic David Prague, I'm quoting him here, Lovechild were one of New York's most mercurial bands, able to leap from twee pop tunes to galvanizing skronkadelic contrasts in a single bound. There you go. I would say, I don't know if you caught any of the breakdancing at the Olympics recently, but I'd love to see a music critics competition at the next Olympics, maybe not this one because they'll probably announce everything, but maybe the one after, where you'd get two music critics throwing these verbal skronkadelic verbal attacks at the other one, and taking turns doing so to their favorite music. That would be great viewing, I think. Some always critics are always looking to get quoted, and David did today. So this is a Lovechild, also one of the favorites of Kurt Cobain here. Everyone knows about the Kurt Cobain 50. I don't know if they're on the 50 or not, but the Kurt Cobain 50 gets a lot of talk around these parts, all the top 50 records that he liked and wrote down on a piece of paper. So this is He's So Sensitive from an album called OK from 1991, and this is, actually I found this in the library up here at the station, so it's fantastic. This is on vinyl for you. This is He's So Sensitive, a band called Lovechild.
He's so sensitive. To meet mom and dad, he's so sensitive.
I got girl trouble up the ass. Have mercy on me, evil girl trouble up the ass. And don't tell me no jokes, I'm not gonna laugh. Now I need the cure, only a cure in this world. Now I need the cure, only one cure. No job, make me feel bad, be dead, dead alive. Take a look around, what's shoving my behind? Problems drive me out of my mind. Girl trouble, I girl trouble, yeah. We'll be right back. He likes me.
Oops.
Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Rick White and Elevator to Hell from a compilation album called Parts 1, 2, 3 that was released in 1996. Rick used to be in a band called Eric's Trip. Did have a couple of Sub Pop releases. Definitely can write some good songs. So hang on there, Lou. So the problem is today is that I'm relying too much on a streaming service and not enough on physical media. So that's on me. So that's why you're getting a little bit of bleed from one song to another, because it's a lot easier to control these things when you're controlling the physical CDs and records as well. And I actually had the Cat's Meow record that was before the song before Elevator to Hell queued up, almost queued up. But I did, because I was late, I did move over to the streaming service and play it online instead of actually the vinyl that's sitting on the platter behind me. So that's a negative for sure. So that song was called Not Like I Was Doing Anything, The Cat's Meow, before Elevator to Hell, from a new compilation called Songs 94 to 98. And they're from Melbourne, Australia, early 90s, indie pop music, nice stuff, as we've been celebrating Down Under music in the last few weeks. Violent Femmes before that with Girl Trouble. That's one of their old songs from the beginnings, from the early 80s. It actually got, it was released for the first time on Why Do Birds Sing in 1991, I believe. And this is the song that Chrissie Hynde and the Pretenders were playing in Milwaukee in 1981. And the Violent Femmes were sort of a busking group. And they decided that for the most part, when they would busk, so it was a guitarist, Gordon, the singer, and stand up bass, and basically a snare drum. And they would busk on the corners, the street corners of Milwaukee in the early 80s, and just people would sort of walk the other direction. And so they saw that the Pretenders were playing at one of the local venues, 2,000, 3,000 seater in Milwaukee in 81. And so they decided to set up right outside of the line. So during they play their songs on the street in front of the lineup to get into the Pretenders show sort of early on. And eventually, Chrissie Hynde and the band came out. One of the band members enjoyed their music and went inside and pulled the whole band out. And the whole band continued to play. And Gordon, the lead singer, relays that this he did notice when he played Girl Trouble, that Chrissie was giggling at the chorus for that song. And they were invited to open for the band that night in Milwaukee, and so they're on stage, and they got booed quite energetically by the crowd there to see the Pretenders. But that's where they started. They just bust out front of the band and ended up opening for them. So that's a nice little story. Violent Femmes, great album, a classic folk punk album, their first one from 83, and this is maybe it's their comeback, I don't know. A few albums in between that one and this one in 1991 sort of veered in different directions and then came back to sort of the folk punk stuff for 1991's Why Do Birds Sing, and that has American music on it, which I'm sure you know.